Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we're going to start off a new year, but I think a little bit of housekeeping. If you're anything like me, you've got a bunch of wines that you tasted last year and never able to put into a show.
Right.
Which is why we do odds and ends every now and then.
Absolutely. I kind of had some fun with this. I had three Chardonnays that were kicking around, and I like Chardonnay, and my wife loves Chardonnay. So there was one of those, and then there was a cool, interesting Italian. So I'll start with the Italian. It's called Il Bruciato, and this was the 2014 vintage. This is from the Bulgari area, which is sort of the coast of Tuscany. And this wine sells, it's a pretty good value. It sells for $21. It's part of the Guado Altasso
area. Really?
So yeah. This is like their second label. So Guado Altasso is a super Tuscan that's, you know, an $85 to $120 yeah. bottle of wonderful wine. So Il Bruciato is sort of a second label there.
And that's a very, very expensive and very high quality region, Bulgari.
Absolutely. So this one, as I said, is about $21 to $23. It's a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Syrah. You'll find that it's going to show really nice fruit. It's got a really interesting sort of vein of dusty tannin that hangs out, which doesn't surprise me given these producers, because mm-hmm. this is all sort of loosely under the Antinori umbrella. Anyway, that was Il Bruciato is a wonderful Italian blend that comes from the coast of Italy in the Bulgari district. Now, three Chardonnays.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Raeburn. Raeburn, and this is from the Russian River area, and it's a 2015, 14% ABV. Like this one because it's a really good value. It's $19 to about $21 a bottle. You're going to find it's got all that classic Russian River, classic California Chardonnay, green apple, pear, toast, a little bit of sort of a creme brulee note.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of straightforward, but for this money, I thought it was really good. And then I had two that one I did just for giggles, and one I did because I really liked the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one I did for giggles was I went back and I got the Gallo Russian River Chardonnay from 2015. It's in their signature series. It sells for about $30. What you have to realize, and you and I have done this on a number of occasions, is Gallo is the largest winery, I believe, in the world.
Yeah.
But I got news for you. They can do anything if they want to.
Oh, yeah.
They've
yeah.
got really talented people there. So if you go to their signature series wines, I think you're going to find that the juice is going to be really good. This was the 2015 Russian River Valley Chardonnay. What you're going to have here is just beautifully structured wine with great depth, wonderful mid palate, good acidity, just really well put together Chardonnay. So surprise somebody, pull out a bottle of Gallo that they're going to go, wow.
And it's under the Gallo name?
It's under the Gallo name.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then we have some friends that we've liked for years, i.e. the wine, the Ferrari Carano Reserve Chardonnay 2013 vintage. I also bought this for about $30 a bottle. This is just stunning stuff. This is one that we used to say, hey, get yourself some really nice lobsters and some drawn butter and open a couple of bottles of this stuff, and that is a wonderful, wonderful evening. Ferrari Carano Reserve Chardonnay.
And every one of their Chardonnays I've had are big, powerful wines.
It's yep, just, it'll hold up for that. I mean,
yeah.
they're just
yeah.
beautifully structured, well put together. I liked it.
Okay, Hugh. Well, we're going to put these on the website. We hope you can go take a look and maybe go shopping.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.